Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR Senior News Analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Karen Hostler of the WYPR reporting staff. Karen, there's an interesting story that's both local and national involving Congressman John Delaney and Governor Hogan and, believe it or not, Mr. Trump.
The Donald is everywhere these days. Yeah, what happened last week in Annapolis, a giant mobile billboard comes rolling through the downtown streets of Annapolis with this giant picture of Donald Trump on it, and the warning, it says, "Silence is an endorsement." And then there's a quote from John Delaney, says, "Everyone in Maryland will lose if Trump wins." So it was a stunt, actually, by the Congressman Delaney from the Western Maryland 6th District that was... It kind of matched the Donald himself in its sort of brash tactic.
What's he up to here? What does he want?
He says he was trying to get Governor Hogan, Republican Governor Hogan, to get out and denounce Trump. He says he shouldn't be able to take a pass on this, which he thought Hogan was doing, because Hogan was just trying to stay out of the thing. He said, "No, you got to stand up to people like that. The man, meaning Trump, is clearly unfit to be president on any number of fronts: NATO, bigotry, sexism, and Republican leaders, you know, shouldn't give him a pass. Governor Hogan has got to take a position on this."
Well, and one of the governor's allies went right over to the Trump side as soon as he got out of the race.
Well, that's right, Governor Christie of New Jersey. But, you know, it's been lonely over there for Chris recently, because a number of other Republican governors have adopted essentially the same stance as Hogan, which is, "I'm out of it. I have no favorite. I've said my piece."
It's unusual for a congressman, though, to step into something like this, isn't it? I mean, we know that these presiding officers, the House Speaker and the Senate President, are trying to embarrass the governor if they can, or to corner him in various ways and to sort of make him look like he's far more to the right than he wants to be. But, you know, when you see a congressman doing it, what do you think he really wants?
I mean, the suspicion, of course, is that Delaney is just trying to position himself to challenge Governor Hogan in 2018 when he comes up for reelection. But Delaney says, no, this has nothing to do with that. I think this is a place where people need to stand and fight.
Well, Karen, is it working?
It looks like he's making some progress. Governor Hogan most recently has said that he does not think that Trump should be the nominee, that the whole thing is a mess, and he doesn't even want to go to the convention. But that's at least farther out than he had been before.
Well, success is where you find it. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
For Karen Hostler, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.